All right, we've talked a lot about dreams and different kinds of dreams and how dreams fit in the Bible. It's now time to start looking at how do you interpret dreams. Here are some steps. One, write it down. Interesting that various studies about dreams have shown that sometimes if you even roll over, you'll forget the dream. And I'm sure you've had it before that you'll wake up in the morning and you'll say, "Oh, I had this dream," and but I don't remember the details. And so if you really want to importantly understand if God's speaking to you in a dream, get awake, write it down. Some people who are intensely purposeful in this will keep a dream journal next to their bed, on maybe a bedstand. And then if they wake up with a dream, they will develop a means with lighting or whatever to quickly jot down some of the details. Now, if you have some of the details written down, it'll help you understand more of the details when you get to trying to interpret the next morning. Some really purposeful people about dreams will not just write it down and go back to sleep and try to remember it in the morning, but rather they will get up and they'll spend time right then trying to interpret that dream. Write it down, or you will forget it. And, we've all had that situation, right? I remember reading about one man who solved all the problems, and I felt that way one time, too, when I had a dream where I figured out a solution to a burning problem within the church. And I got up in the morning, and I couldn't remember what the answer to this burning problem was. But I dreamed it. Write it down, jot some notes, or get up right then and spend some time saying, okay, what is this? A second step in interpreting dreams is to pray for God's help in the interpretation. Now, this has been very important for me because sometimes I want to put my own interpretation on it right away, or I don't understand if there's any spiritual significance here. And, that's one of the things you have to discern. Is this a spiritually significant dream, or is this just a dream about, me, or is it just a remembrance of yesterday? It's just, ordering the books in the library in my mind of all the things that have happened in my life. It's a dream from yesterday. But as I try to say, what kind of dream is this? I'll pray, God, if this is from you, give me insight. Help me understand what you're trying to say to me. And that dream I started this course with of trying to impress a professor, it took a few minutes before that came to the fore for me as I was asking God for insight. Three, determine what kind of dream is it. Is this a prophesying about the future? Why wouldn't God still do that today to some of his people? Is this something that you're called on to say to somebody else? What kind of dream is this? And, remember one person that felt like, one dream that I felt was from God is dealing with a woman that had joined our church, had professed faith, become a Christian, and yet I saw her life taking a pattern that was just really negative. She was overspending, it was creating stress in the family. She was just going off the rails of discipleship, and I had this dream about this, about her family just leaving her, gradually one after another, walking away from her. And I had this huge, compelling thing that this dream was from the Lord, that I had responsibility to communicate this message to her. And the message was very, very clear. It came to me as I was writing it down. It says, you keep going this direction, and you're going to lose everything that is important to you. And so the next morning, she lived down the block from me, four doors down the block. And so I went over there, rang the doorbell, nobody was home. I knew she was working. I called her place of work. It took me all day to get in touch with her and deliver the message that I felt compelled to give, that it was a message from God. So ask God for the interpretation. Lord, is this something about a characteristic about myself that I have to correct? Father, is this something you want me to do? Or maybe it's just a comforting dream from God. Like when I was dreaming about being a child and just, you know, lying on the ground, looking up at the clouds and celebrating God's creation. What is this? What kind of dream is it? God, I can't do this interpretation on my own. Determine what kind of dream it is, and then pay attention to symbols. Those who study symbols can go way overboard with this. In fact, there are all kinds of lists of symbols. Here, let me just share some with you. Animals often represent the part of your psyche that feels connected to nature and survival. Being chased by a predator suggests you're holding back repressed emotions about fear, etc. Okay? Babies can symbolize a literal desire to produce offspring or your own vulnerability or need to feel love. They can also signify a new start. You know, I wouldn't know that. I'd have to ask God about that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Being chased is one of the most common dream symbols in all cultures. It means you're feeling threatened. So reflect on who's chasing you. They may be symbolic. And why they are a possible threat in real life. Now, this is one, you know, at one point we're going through a very, very challenging time in ministry, I would wake up occasionally and would realize that in my dreams, somebody was chasing me, and they were getting close to me. And I realized that with everything that was going on in the church, it was a time of great controversy because we had decided to relocate the building, and it was going to cost millions of dollars. This is the church that I served in Southern California. And every once in a while, I'd have this dream. It wasn't a recurring dream in that the facts were the same all the time, but it was this dream of, I'm being chased and I'm afraid. And that dream wasn't too hard to identify, right? I mean, the meaning of it. It was that, I'm feeling threatened here. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling like everything's going to fall apart. I'm feeling I'm going to get eaten up in this process. And in a proverbial sense, I did. I burned out during that time. But what does this mean? Who are the people who are chasing you? To try to, you know, understand that symbol. Anyway, clothes make a statement about how we want people to perceive us. If your dream symbol is shabby clothing, you may feel unattractive or worn out. Changing what you wear may reflect a lifestyle change. You know, this, of course, me in my underwear waiting to preach would be one of these. A statement of how people want to perceive us. I didn't want to be self-revealing, and so, you know, clothes can be a cover-up to who we really are. Exams can signify self-evaluation. Man, there are so many others. Death of a friend or loved one represents a change, endings, and new beginnings, and is not a psychic prediction of any kind. If you're recently bereaved, it may be an attempt to come to terms with the event. I find it fascinating, and I tried to track this. When my father died, I had concerns about his salvation, let's just say. Though we went to church regularly, he would read the Bible at meals that he was present on the weekend. He worked second shift during the week. I had concerns about whether he was truly a Christian, a sense of born again in his life. And interestingly, I had a dream about him that, you know, we as a family were going to the grave site and we're going to find him and, you know, acknowledge, put some flowers on his grave in my dream. And who should I run up to? I broke away from the group and there was this gateway. And the gateway had, you know, two pillars and then kind of wings on it. And sitting on top was my father. And he saw me coming and he said to me, "Bruce, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, I've come to visit you. We're all here to visit you." And he jumped down and he came to me and he said, "It's okay. I'm okay." And I woke up from that dream and it was just such a comfort to my spirit and soul that my father, I believe, was saying to me, "He's in heaven. I don't have to worry about that." Anyway, I tried to track that. After that dream, I began to ask people. I began to ask them to pay attention to their dreams after they experienced a loss through death. And it's fascinating how often God gives a comforting dream to people who've gone through loss of a variety of kinds. Food is said to symbolize knowledge. Demons are sneaky evil entities which signify repressed emotions. That may be true. Demons can also signify demons at work. hair is significant ties with sexuality. You know, so going bald is could be bad. Yeah. Anyway, so all of these are things that, falling is a common dream symbol that relates to our anxieties about letting go, losing control, or somehow falling after success. Drowning can be that as well, that, there's this death of something. Oh, man, we could spend a long time at this. You know, horses can host many dream symbols, houses. But the building as a whole represents your inner psyche. I'm not so sure about that. You know, you take these with a grain of salt. But these are just some of the kinds of symbols that you can experience in your dreams. Marriage may be a desire to wed. Merging of the feminine, masculine parts of your psyche. I don't know about that. But, you know, I do know that people who are unmarried, who want to be married, will sometimes dream about marriage. And sometimes that gets a little sticky. I remember counseling one young woman who really wanted to wed, and she had a dream about the person that she was supposed to wed. And so she went to him and said, you know, God says you and I are supposed to get married. And basically he replied that, well, God better tell me that too. Anyway, they didn't get married. It was a misinterpretation of the dream. That's the scary part with symbols, is that you can misinterpret them as well. And war usually refers to inner conflict. Lion can be a danger. And if you're dreaming about undesirable characteristics, you can look at yourself. And you'll note that this comes from 30 common dream symbols and their meanings. Now, there are all sorts of other kind of wacko stuff that you can do. In fact, I looked up last night just on another website about dreams, things like a baby bottle and represent your issues of dependency. Who knows about that? To dream of a baby shower suggests you're welcoming a new start. You're given a chance to start over again. And here's page after page of just the B's, letter B, starting with the letter B, kind of dream symbols. And so, symbols are a part of it. So when you're praying about interpreting your dream, pay attention to the symbols. We're going to, we're not just going to pay attention to symbols. We're going to pray and ask God to interpret them to us, give us insight. So next time, we'll do the last session in this class on dreams, a way to listen to God. See you then.